弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主带领了我们这两天的聚会。
We thank the Lord for leading us in the past 2 days.
来到早晨最后的一堂。
As we come to our final session,
我们仰望主在向我们说话。
We look up to the Lord to speak to us once again.
我们还是要翻到诗篇。
Let's turn to Psalm.
早晨我们来看诗篇124篇。
This morning we'll read Psalm 124.
诗篇一百二十四篇
Psalm 124
还是请大家听我念
Our brother will read it
一百二十四篇大卫上行之诗以色列人要说若不是耶和华帮助我们若不是耶和华帮助我们当人起来攻击我们向我们发怒的时候就把我们活活的吞了那时波涛必漫过我们河水必淹没我们狂傲的水必淹没我们耶和华是应当称颂的他没有把我们当野食交给他们吞吃我们好像啄鸟从捕鸟的网罗里逃脱网罗破裂我们逃脱了我们的帮助是在乎倚靠造天地之耶和华的名、啊、我想我们再有点祷告
Let's have a word of prayer
天父我们感谢你
Heavenly Father we thank you
保守我们直到如今
And you have kept us until today
感谢你带领我们这两天的聚会
Thank you for leading the meetings
这个早晨最后一堂的信息里头
As we come to our final meeting
我们仍旧要仰望你
We continue to look up to you And to speak to us
我们相信你在这个聚会当中
We know that in this meeting
自己在这个早晨要向我们说的话
You have words that you want to speak
但愿圣灵再把这些话说在我们的心中
May the Holy Spirit speak those words to us
让我们在你面前一同在蒙恩惠
That we can be blessed before you
我们主感谢你
Lord we thank you
我们真是愿意你的话规模我们的思想
We want your words to
赐给我们信心
To restrict our mind and give us faith
让我们所听见的道调和
So we can mix with the faith
让我们能够靠着主能够实在行出来
And we can by you act these words
谢谢主的恩典
We thank you for your grace
愿你再次赏赐你的同在
Give us your presence
奉主耶稣基督的名
In Jesus' name
Amen 我们感谢神当我们这个特会里头来思想这个上行之诗
As we meditate on Songs of Ascent
他借着这些的诗篇来提醒我们
Through these Psalms he reminds us
我们这些属神的人
Those of us who belong to God
乃是不仅同梦天的呼召
Not only we have the same heavenly calling
也是同走这条属天的道路的人
We're walking on the same heavenly journey
当我们来这条走这条的道路
As we walk on it
我们自然有我们所当注意的点
There are points that we need to pay attention to
我们从120篇看见
From 120, we see this.
圣灵借着诗人给我们看见一件的事。
Holy Spirit through the psalmist showed us one thing.
如果我们要走这条属天的道路
，for us to walk on this heavenly path,
我们必须要看见我们有所脱离。
We need to leave our past.
我们需要脱离我们现有的一种的光景。
We need to be set free from our current condition.
这些的光景常常叫我们不能起来了。
These conditions restrict us.
这些光景常常捆绑我们
，and it bounds us.
叫我们不能。能够好好走这条属天的道路
so that we cannot walk well on this heavenly way
所以我们需要求主帮助我们
we need the Lord to help us so we have this mind
那就是不满足于我们的今天
and not satisfied for today
我们需要求主拯救我们
we need our Lord's salvation
让我们能够脱离我们现有的这种不该有的状况
that we can be delivered from the abnormal conditions
自然我们知道说凭着我们自己是毫无所能的
we know that by ourselves we have nothing
但是我们感谢神
we thank God
当我们有这样子一个心思意念的时候
when we have such a mind
圣灵也给我们看见
the Holy Spirit shows us
我们的帮助从何而来呢
where does my help come from
我们的帮助不从我们自己而来
Our help does not come from ourselves.
我们的帮助也不是从环境从人而来。
Our help does not come from the circumstances or people.
我们的帮助乃是从造天地的耶和华而来。
And our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
每时刻帮助我们。
And every moment he's helping us.
他要每一个时刻来引导我们。
Every moment he's leading us.
叫我们能够朝着这个方向来走。
So that we can walk toward that goal.
让我们知道怎么样来走这条的路。
So that we can know how to walk on this path.
他是我们的帮助。
He is our help.
他是我们的能力。
He is our power.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
不仅我们个人走这条路。
Not only we walk on it individually.
圣灵也给我们看见说。
The Holy Spirit shows us.
我们走这条路。
As we walk on it.
乃是神为我们预备了属灵的同伴。
The Lord has prepared spiritual companions.
我们乃是在一个身体里面一同走这条属天的道路。
We walk on a heavenly journey as a part of a member of the body.
所以不止我们并不孤单。
We're not alone.
但是同时我们也在这个身体的里头。
But we're also in the body.
也当注意我们在这身体当中当学的功课。
We have lessons to learn in the body.
来与我们同做肢体同伴的一同来走这条路。
To walk with our companions.
来成就神的旨意。
To fulfill God's purpose.
我们感谢神，当我一步一步往前走的时候。
We thank our God as we walk.
不止我们看见神的帮助。
Not only we see God's help.
不止我们看见我们同伴彼此的扶持。
Not only we see sustenance from our companions.
我们也被带到一个点。
We're also taken to a point.
注目于这位坐在天上的主。
We focus our eyes to the Lord who is in the heavens.
我们需要每一个时刻举目来仰望他。
Every moment we must lift our eyes to him.
当我们越注视他。
As we gaze on him.
越定睛在他身上。
Focus on his.
我们这个人就越过越被变化。
The more we are changed.
我们才能够认识说我们算不得什么。
Then we can realize we are nothing.
我们站在这位至高神的面前。
When we stand before For that God Almighty,
在这位天地的主之前
on this Lord who made heaven and earth,
我们就看见
we see,
我们不过像个仆人使女一样
we are just like a servant and a maid,
我们实在需要仰望他
we need to look up to him,
仰望他的手来引导我们
look up to his hands to guide us,
仰望他的手来管教我们
look to his hand to chastise us,
仰望他的来扶持我们
look for his hand to support us,
叫我们能够在他的怜悯的里头
so that in his mercy
能够胜过外面一切许多好像成为我们压力的藐视
we can overcome many of the contempts from the outside
叫我们能够专一心仰望他来跑这条的道路
so we can focus our heart to run the heavenly way
当我们来到早晨这最后一堂
As we come to the final session,
我们来到这十五篇诗篇的头一个段落的最末了。
As we come to the end of the first chapter of the 15 Psalms,
124篇
Psalm 124,
我们就看见诗人在这里有一个的回顾。
And the psalmist has a review.
当然这个是独立从这篇的诗篇来看。
We just read it from this psalm.
这个124篇。
Psalm 124
似乎是一个回顾的诗篇
Seems like a psalm of review
回头来看看
To look back
我们过去所走的路
What have we walked on
是怎么样的走过来的
How did we walk on it
回顾来看一下
When we look back
不管是个人不管是团体
Whether individually or corporate
我们是怎么样一步一步这样子往前的
How did we go step by step forward
虽然有许多的艰难
Even though we had many difficulties
虽然许多的打击
And many temptations
虽然有许许多多受到的藐视
many contempts,
但是我们能够过来了
but we came through.
这是什么原因呢
For what reason?
所以在这124篇的里头
This Psalm 124
一开始就给我们看见
shows us at the beginning
他说若不是
say if not
若不是
if it had not been
这句话
this phrase
好像一个否定的话
it's a
相反的话
it's an opposite
但实在说来是个加强的话
but it's an emphasis
如果不是
if it had not been
假如不是
if it had not been
我们就不能度过来了
then we would not have come through
我们就不能达到今天这个地步了
we would have not get to where we are
若不是耶和华帮助我们
if it had not been the Lord who helped us
假如不是他
If it not had been him,
我们就不能走过来了。
We couldn't get through.
这实在是诗人一个非常深的感受。
This is the deep feeling of the psalmist.
这一篇的诗篇
This song
清楚告诉我们,
clearly tells us
这是大卫所写的诗篇,
it's a song of David.
但是什么时候写的呢?
When did he wrote this?
还是没有告诉我们,
we did not know.
只告诉我们说大卫上行之诗,
it's just as a song of ascent of David.
我想这篇的诗篇,
this song,
虽然不晓得大卫写在什么时候,
though we don't know when it's written,
但是一面来说,
in one hand,
假如从大卫个人的经历里面来看,
if we look from his personal experience,
大卫实在经历了一个的不变的事实,
David experienced the unchanging truth,
那就是若不是神的帮助,
unless had it not been the help of the Lord,
若不是耶和华帮助,
had it not been the Lord's help,
就没有办法走过来了,
I wouldn't get through.
我们知道大卫的一生,
we know the David's life.
是在经历了许多的艰难,
he went through many difficulties.
虽然神选召他,
though the Lord called him.
但是当他还没有登上这个犹大国的国王,
but before he was king of Judah,
他还没有坐在宝座上,
before he was on his throne,
他经历的是逃亡的生活,
and he had a life of refugee.
而扫罗处处地追逼他,
Saul was persecuting him.
那你就看见说他实在是经历神的帮助了,
and he experienced God's help.
过了好多的时候, 他也许就已经被杀掉了,
or many times he would have been killed.
但是神实在是帮助他,
but God helped him.
假如是处在大卫那个环境,
at David's circumstance,
那我们也看见说,
we can see,
虽然在他之前扫罗做皇帝,
when Saul reigned before him,
但是扫罗做王的那段时间,
while Saul was king,
以色列国并不是太平的,
and the kingdom of Israel did not have peace.
周边的仇敌,
there are enemies all around,
一直在那里要攻击他们,
they were attacking them.
如果不是神的帮助,
had it not been the help of the Lord,
他们早也就被吞灭了,
they would have been devoured.
最少他亲身的经历,
this is his personal experience.
在扫罗做王的时候,
when Saul was king,
哎呀, 非利士人就成为了他们非常的威胁,
the Philistines became their very danger.
扫罗和他的军队都恐怕吓得半死了,
Saul and his armies were afraid of them.
但是感谢神啊,
but thank God,
神给大卫有一个勇敢的心,
God gave David a brave heart,
有一个倚靠神的心,
a heart that trusted the Lord.
亲自上到这个战场上面,
he himself went to the battle.
面对着这个人人都惧怕的巨人哥利亚,
and he facing the person who everyone fears, Goliath. And he defeated this enemy.
神把他们从仇敌的手中又救出来了,
God redeemed them from the hand of the enemy.
这都是大卫所经历过的故事,
this is the story David went through.
当然就是他做了这个君王,
when he was king,
他也并不是想安逸了,
and he was not enjoying the peace.
他常常与仇敌交战,
and he often war with the enemies.
正如同他在撒母耳记上22章,
as in 2 Samuel chapter 22,
也就是诗篇18篇,
or Psalm 18,
他在那里所做的诗,
this is his song.
给我们看见说他的经历,
it showed us his experience.
人试再一次,
God once and again
把他拯救过来了,
delivered him.
所以他回顾他以往,
so he reviewed his story.
他的确经历一件事实,
he experienced the truth.
那就是神的帮助,
it was the help of the Lord.
那就是耶和华实在是他们的帮助,
the Lord really was his help.
他们依靠这位的耶和华,
when he leaned on the Lord,
他们从这位神那里得了 极大的帮助,
from the Lord they have received great help.
假如这个诗篇,
through this song,
是如同一些读圣经的人所告诉我们的,
if it was like this Bible scholar says,
是西西家王把它编算在一起的,
was arranged by King Hezekiah.
那么这篇大卫的诗篇,
then this song of David,
放在神百姓的面前,
when it's put before the people of the Lord,
也是神百姓的一个吉利,
it was an encouragement to the people.
正如同这篇的诗篇开头所告诉我们,
like the beginning of this song,
以色列人要说,
The people of Israel will say,
以色列人都应当这样子讲的。
Let Israel now say,
说什么呢？
What would they say?
若不是耶和华帮助我们，
If it had not been the Lord who was on our
假如不是耶和华帮助我们，
If it had not been the Lord who was on our side,
我们早就已经被灭了。
We would have been swallowed.
那也的确。
That's true.
以整个以色列的历史来看，
Throughout the entire Israelite history,
他们所经历的
What they went through.
他们实在经历了许许多多的艰难了。
They experienced many difficulties.
但是在许多的艰难里面，
But through the many difficulties,
神的确帮助他们。
God truly helped them.
不要说西西家王他自己的经历，
Regardless of Hezekiah's experience,
面对着亚述的大国，
When he was facing Assos,
这个兵临城下了，
and the army was just at the gate.
好像他们没有办法来应付了。
They have no way to deal with.
他们好像觉得要应付这么一个大军。
How would they fight this army?
我们几乎无能为力啊。
We're helpless.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神帮助他们。
God helped them.
借着先知来给他们应许。
And through the prophet, he gave him a promise.
一夜之间。
One night,
185,000的亚述大军
185,000
就全然被灭了。
Were destroyed.
他们从仇敌的手中被救出来了。
They were delivered from the hands of their enemies.
这显然是西西家的一个非常的经历。
And this was a special experience to King Hezekiah.
不仅是他个人从这个困扰难处里面被拯救出来。
Not only he was delivered from his disturbance.
神的百姓整个以色列国
The entire kingdom of Israel
整个犹太的民族
entire Jewish race
他们从亚述的这个大军的那个口中被救出来
They were delivered from the mouth of the enemy
这是神的帮助
This is God's help
自然整个以色列国的历史
The entire Israelite history
从埃及一直到了被掳
From Egypt to captivity
没有一次的时候
Not once.
你没有看见是神的帮助。
Did you not see God's help?
他们从为奴之地出来了。
From their slavery.
好像得了释放了。
It seems that they were set free.
但是你看看。
But you see.
埃及的法老能够放过他们吗?
Would the Pharaoh let them go?
当然不能放过他们。
Of course not.
那么好使好用的人。
And they were good slaves.
哎呀,工资也不必多给。
Not good, not high salaries.
工作又那么殷勤。
And they were diligent.
谁会放过他们呢?
Who would they let them go?
他们走了又谁来帮我们造我们要他们造的东西呢?
And if they left, who's going to replace them?
所以虽然他们能够出去。
So even though they could left.
想一想。
You think about it.
还是把他们抓回来。
He would still want to get them back.
所以他们虽然出去了。
Even though they left.
埃及的法老派兵丁就追出去。
The Pharaoh sent army after them.
我们都知道这故事。
We know the story.
来到这红海的边上。
When they came to the edge of the Red Sea.
还有什么路可走呢?
Where is the way?
难怪这些以色列百姓要发怨言了。
The people of Israel murmured.
要埋怨这个摩西了。
They murmured against Moses.
你怎么把我们带到这个前无去路后有追兵的光景来呢
How did you lead us to where there's no way ahead and there's army behind us?
那我们不是都死定了吗
Surely we will die.
感谢神
Thank God.
神的确是那位帮助他们的神
God was the one who helped them.
神借着摩西向海伸出手中的杖
And God through Moses raised out his hand and his rod.
红海就分为两半
And the Red Sea parted.
他们就昂然经过了这个红海
And then they went through the Red Sea.
你看见虽然仇敌也追过来了
You see that the enemy was chasing them.
法老的军兵也进到红海里面来了
Pharaoh's army went into the Red Sea as well.
也同样走在红海的这个干地上
They were also walking on the dry ground.
但是等到最后一个的以色列人上了这个对岸
But as the last Israelite went to the other side,
海就覆盖了
And the sea receded.
哎，大水的淹没了这个埃及人。
And the Red Sea swallowed them.
难怪他们来到出埃及记十五章。
So when they came to Exodus 15,
他们要向你歌颂他们的神。
They were there praising their God.
是神帮助了他们。
God helped them.
是神拯救了他们。
God delivered them.
你看见这个都是他们的经历。
You see, this is their
experience. 他们在旷野。
Well, in the wilderness.
好像虽然经历了难处。
They had difficulties.
但是总比遇见仇敌还好了
but it should be better than the enemy
没有想到神不把他们带走这个非利士人之路
But the Lord did not take them to the Philistines.
就是免得他们遇见打仗就走回头了。
So the, in that, otherwise they'd have war and then they'd turn back.
来到利非定。
But when they came to the
Philistines, 哎呀，敌人就出现了。
There is the enemy.
亚玛利人就来攻打他们。
The Amorites came to attack them.
他们从来没有受过军事的训练。
They were never trained military.
他们怎么样来迎敌呢？
How would they face the enemy?
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
不费一兵一卒。
Without one soldier.
不需要他们自己干什么。
Without them doing anything.
虽然他们也上战场。
Though they went to the battle.
但是这个的打仗。
But that warfare.
不是由于他们的本领。
Was not because of their ability.
不是由于他们的领导的聪明。
Was because, not because of the wise of the leaders.
乃是由于山上的能力。
But because of the power from the mountain.
圣经说摩西何时举手以色列人何时就得胜了。
Bible says when Moses raised his hand, the Israelites overcame.
虽然有人读这段圣经的时候，
when people read the Bible,
他说摩西在山上是指挥这场的战争，
and he said Moses was commanding the warfare.
所以当他手举起来的时候，
so when he left his hand,
下面的约书亚，
Joshua down there,
他就知道怎么东怎么西了，
he would know east or west.
那可能吗？
Is that possible?
当然不可能啊。
Of course not.
摩西在这山上，尽管他这个山并不太高。
Though the mountain was not high.
当他在那举手的时候。
When he raised his hand.
约书亚还是每次都要回头来看他。
Joshua still need to look at his hand.
被打死才怪。
And surely Joshua would die.
是不是？所以绝对并不是摩西在哪里来指挥啊。
Moses was not commanding the army.
很清楚给我们看见。
Clearly shows us.
摩西在那为着他们苦于神祷告神。
Moses was crying for the Lord on their behalf.
这个是他们得胜的秘诀。
That was the secret of their overcoming.
依靠这位领他们出来的耶和华。
By depending on the Lord who led them through.
他们向着神来呼吁。
They cried out to the Lord.
神就与他们同在。
God was with them.
叫他们能够胜过亚玛利人。
So they could overcome the Amorites.
他们在一路过来的日子。
As they get through,
进到迦南地,
as they get into Canaan,
他们经历了多少长的战争,
how many warfares they went through,
多少仇敌的攻击,
how many attacks of the enemy,
耶和华帮助他们,
the Lord helped them.
不错, 他们的确是因着不幸的缘故,
true, because of their unbelief.
不错, 因着他们违背了神的律法,
because they did not follow the commandments.
因着他们随从外邦敬拜偶像，
and they worship the idols of the Gentiles.
以致他们被掳到巴比伦人的手中。
They were taken captive by the Babylonians.
但是神还是与他们同在。
God was with them.
因为神没有说要丢弃他们。
But God did not forsake them.
就是来到这被掳之地。
When they were in the captivity,
我们看见，
we saw.
一面来说，
on one hand,
他们在哪里好像有他们可以有半点自由的生活，
and they have a little bit of freedom.
但是，
however,
撒旦从不放过神的百姓，
and Satan would never let people
God go. 所以你读这个被掳的历史的时候，
so you read the history of captivity,
你也记得一个非常有趣的故事。
You remember an interesting story.
那就是在被掳期间，
during captivity,
以色列百姓啊，这些犹太人啊，
these Jews,
几乎一夜之间他们通通都要被杀掉了。
Almost one night they were going to get killed.
你都记得这些记载在以斯帖记里面的故事。
You remember that's in Esther.
以斯帖记里面记载
in Esther,
那个摩提改和以斯帖这个的皇后。
Mordecai and Esther the queen.
应着在哪里？
For that reason.
有一个亚玛利人的后裔，
the descendant of Amorites，
这个人叫哈曼，
the Haman，
哎呀，他恨恶这些犹太人，
he hated the Jews，
所以他要想办法把他们干掉，
and he wants to destroy them。
等到他得着这个权柄的时候，
when he obtained authority，
他就要求这个皇上，
he asked the king，
哎呀，他说在这个国里面有一群的人啊，
In your kingdom, there's this group of people. If you don't get rid of them,
那你要看见对国家是非常危害。
It's a disease to your country.
所以他就说，假如你容许的话，
so if you permit,
哎呀，我就有这样子一个意愿。
I have this desire.
你把这些人把他干掉了，
and destroy them.
哈曼的诡计，
Haman's deceit,
好像是得逞了，
it seems to be accomplished.
好像皇 答应他的那个要求了。
The king permitted.
颁布了一个时间了。
The king sent out a timeline.
他们要全犹太人被杀了。
And all the Jews will be killed.
但是万万想不到。
But you never thought.
哎呀，在这之前，神就已经做了奇妙的事了。
Even before that, God did wonderful works.
神早就把以斯帖送到皇帝的旁边。
God sent Esther to the side of the king.
等候时机啊。
Waiting for the time to come.
难怪摩底改说。
Said,
这时候你若不开口，
if you do not open your mouth now,
从别处得着拯救，
the Jews will be saved otherwise.
因此你得了王后的位分，
don't you know that you as the queen,
岂不为着这时候吗？
was for this time.
摩底改非常的清楚，
Mordecai knew clearly.
神安排以斯帖，
God arranged for Esther.
在亚哈水鲁王的旁边。
Right beside King
Ahasuerus.
For this time alone.
等到他们最危险的时候,
when they're the most dangerous hour.
听着这个以斯帖在王的面前的要求,
because Queen Esther requested.
扭转乾坤,
that turned the situation
扭转的局面,
that turned the situation.
整个犹太人啊,
entire Jews.
一夜之间,
overnight,
本来应当被杀了，
they were to be killed,
反过来得到了拯救，
but they were redeemed.
仇人恶人，
the enemy,
这个的哈曼，
the Haman,
反倒被挂在他准备要挂莫迪改的木架上面，
and he was hung on the cross he prepared for Mordecai.
耶和华帮助他们，
the Lord helped them,
叫他们从这么样一种难处里面救出来了。
They were delivered from such a difficulty.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
你看见这的确是神百姓的历史，
this is the history of the people.
这也是神教会的历史，
this is the history of his church.
神的教会在这地上，
God's church on this earth,
经历的也同样有许许多多的艰难，
experience many difficulties,
有许多的压迫，
and many oppressions,
有许多的难处，
many hardships.
因为撒旦从来没有犯过要对付神的教会，
because Satan never forgot to deal with the church.
教会在地上建立的开始，
at the beginning of the church,
撒旦用尽方法，
Satan with all his ways,
要对付神的教会，
to deal with the church.
但是感谢神，
but thank God,
神一直的保守神的教会。
God kept his church.
就是教会历史两千年来，
through the 2000 years of history,
你看见教会经历了多少的压迫和艰难，
how much oppression and difficulty the church went through.
直到如今，
until today,
你看见阴间的权势不能胜过他，
the power of Hades could not overtake them.
不管是政治的压力，
political pressure,
不管是人在这里多方的攻击，
or the attacks of men,
教会仍然站立得稳，
the church could still stand,
因为耶和华的帮助，
because it was the help of the Lord.
假若不是耶和华的帮助，
if it had not been the Lord,
我们就没有办法过来了，
we would not have come through.
我们感谢神，
thank God.
当我们走这条属天的道路的时候，
when we walk on the heavenly way,
我们同样需要有这个的认识，
we need to have this understanding.
我们同样也需要有这个信心，
we need to have this faith.
我们感谢神，
we thank God.
是神每一个时刻的帮助，
it was his every
Every moment help, 我们才能够过来的。
We're able to get through.
但是
，However，
我们看见说
，We see this.
为什么会遇见这么多的艰难呢
？Why do we face so many difficulties？
当然，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
一面，就像圣经所告诉我们的
，In one hand, it's like the Bible says.
神以艰难当饼啊
，With difficulty as bread.
困苦当水啊，
and our troubles as water,
来帮助我们，
to help us,
来给我们这个作为食物，对不对？
and to feed us as food.
一面像这个以色列百姓进到迦南地的时候一样，
in one hand as they enter into Canaan,
虽然有高大的巨人啊，
though they have giants,
但是有信心的加勒和约书亚，
but there were faithful Caleb and Joshua.
这些的人啊，
they said these people,
不过是什么？
Just like what?
是我们的食物。
They were but our food.
哎呦，我们把它吞下去了。
We will devour them.
那的确是这个味道是不得了啊。
And it tastes good.
但是可惜没有信心的人呢。
But for those faithful,
那就常常因着这些的难处，
and because of these difficulties,
就被吓倒了。
And they were afraid.
神所以容许难处来。
God permitted difficulties.
是我们成长的必须。
It is a must for our growth.
是我们能够生命成熟的一个的经历的必须。
It is a must for our experience.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
没有艰难就不会成长啊。
There's without difficulty you cannot grow.
同意吗？
Do you agree?
啊， 我常常说我们这一代的年轻人呢生活得太好了。
I say this generation of young people live well.
那这一代的年轻人太舒服了。
This generation of young people are so comfortable.
也就不成长了。
You don't grow much.
啊，一点点难出来啊。
With a little difficulty.
就把你打倒了。
It beats you down.
是不是？
Right?
你今天常常看新闻。
You see on the news.
啊，你看见有些年轻人啊。
You see some young people.
有些小孩子啊。
Some kids
不过是被老师骂两句
or just said something by the teacher
不过是给父母骂两句
or their parents said something
什么
what would they do
自杀
suicide
哎呀可怕不可怕
isn't that fearful
啊我们小的时候不要说骂两句
when we were young not to say you say a few things
从头打到尾都可以
beat you from head to toe
那你根本不可能自杀
you wouldn't suicide
哎对不对哎呀我这个人啊你说我顽皮也不是很顽皮，你说我不顽皮也是挨过打。
Our brother was not very naughty, but he also had his beat.
我妈妈常常以我为荣耀的。
But his mom was proud of him.
她说呢，别人家打孩子啊，
when other people beat their own kids, they worked hard on it.
因为一面打一面追。
They had to chase their kids to beat them.
拿着那个棍子追着孩子跑的。
With the stick, they have to chase the kid.
那我妈妈打我呢？
When my mom beat me,
那是太舒服了。
It was comfortable for her.
她是告诉我一句话。
She told me.
我告诉你。
I tell you.
回家等我来打。
Go home, wait for me.
啊，我这个傻瓜，你乖乖回家。
And I will just go home and wait for
you. 坐下来等他打的。
I sit there and wait.
你说多笨啊！但是在他来说你是多乖啊
For my mom, you are obedient.
但是他还是要打
She would beat me.
因为什么呢
Why?
因为顽皮就要打
Because I was naughty. I deserved it.
你就看见我们是这样过来的
That's how we grew up.
打完了哭完了
After we were beat, we cried.
还在做人的
We have to be ourselves.
如果要自杀早就死了几次了
If I need to be suicide, I kill myself over and over.
但是现在今天的年轻人啊
But for the younger people now,
一点都经不起这个艰难哦
They couldn't go through difficulty.
点压力来
，a little pressure，
哎呀，那就觉得苦啊
，they feel so bitter，
是不是这样子
，right？
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
啊，今天我们不要说是在加拿大
，not to say we're in Canada，
我们在很多地方都同样看见
，many places we see the
same thing。我常常也是跟这个在中国大陆里面的弟兄姊妹说
，or I said to mainland brothers in China，
因着在里面生的只有一个。
Because you have one child only, that is more precious.
啊，现在大家来到这里啊，
when you come here,
可以自由生产。
You're free to reproduce.
啊，所以不止一个。
So you have more than one.
我们刘弟兄说最少要生四个。
Brother Liu said four at least.
啊，那你这里没有这个规定。
There's no such rule.
但是生一个。
You just have one child.
多少人带一个
？How many people take care of the one child?
六个。
Six people.
是吧？
Right?
父母啦
the kids' parents,
爷爷奶奶啦，公公婆婆啦
the parents' parents,
啊，可能还有工人啦
and maybe servants,
哎呀，都围着他
they would surround the child,
哎呀，你可多疼啊
they love the child,
但是却怎么样？这个小孩子不能成长的
but this child cannot grow,
啊，要什么就给他什么
whatever he wants, he can get.
哭都几乎不让他哭啊
They would not let him cry.
是不是
Right?
结果他能够成长吗
Could he grow up?
不能成长
No.
没有经历过艰难
He never experienced difficulty.
没有经历过压力
He never experienced pressure.
没有经历过痛苦
He never experienced pain.
啊，他受不起压力
He couldn't be pressed.
他一遇见一点点的问题来
The tiniest problem.
啊，他就应付不来
He couldn't manage.
所以你就看见吗
So you see this.
今天的基督徒也是一样啊
Christians are like this today.
我们常常没有经历过这些压力
We didn't experience these pressures.
那我们能够成长吗
Could we grow?
难哦
It's hard.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
你原谅我这样说
Forgive me for saying.
今天在教会里面侍奉啊
At the church service.
哎呀，我们稍微有点我也不要这样说，我其实也很年轻。
I am still young, so I
稍微有点点年纪了。
I have aged a little.
我们看看年轻的一代。
When we look at the younger generation,
有些时候我们就摇摇头。
We shake our heads.
哎呀，有一次我看见江弟兄。
Once I saw Brother Kong.
我说你怎么每一次啊都是好像做事情首尾做得很好的。
I see you when you work, you start from the finish to the end.
每次离开房间门总要把它动一动，看看有没有关好。
Every time he leave the room, he would see if it's locked.
我就说呢，你怎么这种小事情不被管了吧？
And he said, I said, you don't need to pay attention to these small things. And he said, I'm used to it.
他说我在聚会的里面呢、啊、
In the meeting,
都是第一个到的。
I came first.
最后一个走的。
I leave last.
这门窗都是我看的。
So I close the windows and the doors.
都是看清楚才走的。
And make sure then I leave.
哎呀，你这么大的年纪，让年轻人去干了吧。
I said, let the young people do it.
哎呀，他说这些年轻人啊，
he said, these young
走就走了。
They leave, they leave.
也不管了
they don't turn off the AC, they don't turn off the lights.
他说这些年轻人，我说多大了？
But how old are these young people?
他说七八十岁了。
70, 80 years old.
哎呀，这些年轻人啊，
these young people
都没有学乖，
they've never learned，
都没学好，
they've never learned well.
那何况我们这些年轻人啊，
even more so to our young people，
你看看我们没有学好啊，
we've never learned，
所以常常就留了很多的尾巴，
so we've led many trails。
哎，我也常常看见教会里面一堆一堆的东西随便丢，
we see piles of things in the church。
为什么？
Why?
习惯了
，because we're used to.
我回到家里都是这样丢的嘛。
I go home, I do this.
是不是？现在来到神的家更可丢。
So when I came to the house of the Lord, I do
the same. 啊，有人管。
Nobody's asking me.
所以从来没有想过。
So we never thought.
你当尽的责任呢、啊、
？The responsibility.
从来没有想过。
You never thought.
你应该好好把它整理的。
You need to organize the things.
你觉得应当的。
You thought it's. You should just do that.
特别当我们有些时候交代一些事情了。
Especially when you're assigned something.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
现在啊
，Nowadays.
我记得个年长姊妹说。
An elderly sister said,
我们啊，现在处在这个年龄的人最痛苦的。
Those of us in this age group is most troubled.
年轻的时候要顺服年长的。
When we're older, we need to obey the elderly.
年老的时候
，When we're older,
要听从年幼的。
We need to listen to the younger.
苦不苦啊
？Isn't that better?
真苦啊
！It's so better.
哎呀，您对年轻的弟兄姊妹讲重一点的话。
You say something heavy to the young brothers and sisters.
哎，他就不高兴。
They would not be happy.
他就觉得你有没有搞错
？They say, "What's wrong with you?"
啊。我肯给你做你已经不得了了
I'm willing to do this
你还这个东要求西要求啊
Why do you have so many requirements
弟兄姊妹们难不难啊
Is it hard
真难哦
It is hard
对不对希望这些年轻人想想我们的苦处
Hopefully the young people will think of our trouble
真的太难了对不对
It is hard
哎呀你觉得说你不应当这样子对我讲话的
You think that you shouldn't talk to me like this
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们回头想一下的时候
When we look back and think,
当我们还在年轻的日子
when we were yet young,
我们的年长他们对我们的教导
and our elderly brother,
每一样的事情的要求都是非常严格
and everything they have strict restrictions
的确就是非常不容易
it's hard to do
有些时候甚至会想到底这个要求合理不合理啊
many times we ask is this reasonable request
但是听着一句话
but because of one thing
年幼的应当顺服年长
and the elder the younger will obey the older
乖乖听话
therefore you obey
做错了事情
if you make mistakes
没有可以说人家不骂我啊骂你是应该的
everybody will just scold you
我还记得有一次
I remember this.
我真的不知道要把头钻到哪个洞里面去。
I don't know where I should put my head to.
那个时候啊，没有像现在这样子可以印这个书印啊，什么东西。
We didn't have this printing technology.
那时候啊，都是要印一个东西很艰难了。
When you have to print something, it's difficult.
所以就要用钢板，用一个尖的笔刻出来的。
So you have to carve it on a hard metal.
然后用这个用手动把它印出来。
Then you need to use a press to print it.
那一天晚上有个聚会。
That one night there's a meeting.
临时啊找不到人帮忙啊。
They couldn't find anybody to help.
所以就说哎呀谁能够现在把这首诗歌把它弄出来啊。
So who can write this hymn out?
哎我说哎我说懂啊。
I said, okay, I can do it.
我马上就说哈我来写。
So I will start to write.
我就把这个拿钢板来把它刻出来了。
So I carved the words on the plate.
这个年长弟兄写的诗歌把它写出来。
So I wrote the song on the plate. I printed.
哎呀，我想，哎呀，今天干了好事。
I said I did something good today.
这个终是有个好的服侍了。
I did some good service today.
哪里晓得啊
？I didn't know.
哎呀，把它印完出来以后啊。
When I finished the printing.
我们弟兄上了讲台啊。
Our brother was on the pulpit.
唱这个诗歌的时候。
When they were singing.
这个诗歌谁写的？谁抄出来的
？Who wrote this hymn?
错漏百出。
There are so many mistakes.
这个字错，那个字错。
You have missed.
谁搞的
？Here and missed there. Who did this?
我真的不要做，躲在哪里去
？I don't know where to hide.
哎呀，下来以后啊。
Afterwards,
他告诉我说，以后写字要小心一点呢。
He said, "From now on, you to be careful."
如果我今天对你这样讲啊
，If I tell you this now,
你说你这么啰嗦
，You say
你刚才都没有找不到人写。
Back then, you didn't know who to write it for you.
没有用。
If I didn't write it, nobody write it for you.
是不是
？Right.
今天你看见年轻人写错一个字，你敢讲他吗
？You see, young people make a spelling mistake. Would you say?
你叫乖乖说错就错了。
It's okay.
大家知道就好了。
As good as you know it.
对不对？哎呀，你说多苦啊
！So bitter.
但是我告诉你，弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
你以为说你很轻松
？You think that you're relaxed.
你以为没有人教导我们
？You think that nobody's
teaching us. 你以为别人都可以放我们过去
？You think that everybody let us go.
你就以为可以了吗？
You think is it okay?
在属灵的道路上
，on the spiritual path,
你失去了一个成长的这个机会了。
You lost the opportunity to grow.
乃是在艰难里面
，in your difficulty.
乃是在管教的当中
，in the chastisement.
乃是在难处里头
，in your trouble.
帮助我们成长的
，that helps us to grow.
没有艰难
，without difficulty.
没有难处
，without trouble.
我们没有这个经历
，we do not have the experience.
我们就没有办法过来啊
，we wouldn't get through.
我们感谢神
，we thank God.
神有些时候兴起难处来
，sometimes God raises up circumstances.
兴起艰难来
，raise up difficulty.
为着叫我们属灵生命能够得以成长的
，In order that our spiritual life can grow，
这是神的恩典
，This is God's grace， 所
给我们学习的机会
，This is the opportunity for us to learn，
锻炼我们能够成长
，To train us to grow。
如果我们能够把艰难当作饼
，If we see troubles as bread，
把困苦当作水
，And troubles as water，
我把艰难当作我们食物
，And difficulty as our food，
我们就能够健康
，Then we can be healthy，
我们就能够成长了
，We can grow。
但是另外一方面
On the other hand,
我们也看见说神容许这些人难处
God permitted these
也是为着叫我们经历
so that we can
他是我们的帮助
He is our help.
我们没有难处了
Without difficulty,
我们就不觉得神是帮助我们的
we wouldn't feel God is
神与我们同在
and God is
是不是
present with us.
哎呀，每一天都是那么舒服
Every day is so comfortable.
从来没有觉得说是神看顾我们的
and you would never think that God is caring for us.
这个所谓的看顾都是抽象的
These carings are so abstract.
一点不觉得他在看顾我
There's no concrete.
哎，我觉得说，哦，这都是我小心啊
You think that I'm being careful.
这都是我的本领啊
This is the result of my skill.
当你遇到难处的
When you go through difficulty,
你就觉得说真的是神的帮助
Truly is God's help.
真的是神的保守啊
Truly is God's keeping.
是神看顾我啊
He is helping me.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
这是我们在遇见难处里面的经历啊
These are the experience of our difficulty.
有一天晚上
One night,
我跟我姊妹两个人过马路
I was walking across the street with my wife.
一秒钟我们就不能同年同日同日生能够同年同日同日死
We were a second late that we died together.
啊，为什么
？Why？
因为就在那一秒钟的时候啊
，That one split of a second，
我们明明看见这个红灯，这个绿灯，我们可以过去了。
We saw the red green light, we can go through.
那个车是红灯啊
，For the other car is red light.
我们跨出去了
，So we stepped out.
前面车果然是停的
，The car stopped.
但没有想到再过一步。
And we took another step.
隔壁那条线的车是冲红灯的。
The other car in the other lane ran the red.
就在我们的脚边过去。
So they passed us right next to us.
只要多一秒。
One extra second.
我们一起回去见天父。
We'd see the Father together.
那你看见了，我们马上说，哎呦，感谢主。
We say thank the Lord.
当然死也是感谢主了。
We thank the Lord in death.
不过那一刻我们说感谢主。
But that moment we said thank the Lord.
实在是主的保守。
God kept us.
是主的恩典。
It's His grace.
是主的看顾。
In His care.
那你平常过马路，你有没有觉得是主的看顾
？Ordinarily, when you cross the street, do you feel His care?
绿灯、红灯、绿灯，你就照样。可以过去就过去了。
Green light, red light, you go through.
你一点没有感觉。
You never feel it.
你一点没有觉得，哎呀，是主的保守啊。
You never feel it's God's keeping.
当你遇见困难的时候
，When you face difficulty,
你立刻就看见说
，Suddenly,
感谢神
，Thank God,
是他的帮助
，It is His help,
是他的保守
，It is His keeping,
是他的同在
，It is His presence.
所以感谢神
，Thank God,
就是因着他。给我们遇见一点的难处
，so that when we are in encounter difficulty,
我们就经历了
we experience.
我们就觉得说，神啊，是你帮助我们。
We feel that God, you're helping us.
所以神容许难处临到我们的身上。So
God allows difficulty to come upon us.
为的就是叫我们更多来认识他。So
we can know more of him.
来经历他。
To experience more of him.
因此在这条属天的道路上。So
on this heavenly way.
你就看见神是借着许多的难处。
Through many difficulties.
来训练我们,
God is training us.
来造就我们,
to establish us.
来建立我们,
to build us up.
叫我们可以不断地成长,
so that we can continue to grow. Brothers and sisters,
这是神的恩典,
this is God's grace.
当然,
of course.
再从另外一个角度看,
but look from another
你看见这诗人给我们, 告诉我们说,
the psalmist shows us,
若不是耶和华帮助我们,
if it had not been the Lord who was on our side,
若不是耶和华帮助我们,
if it had not been the Lord who was on our side,
起来攻击我们的时候,
when men rose up against us,
向我们发怒的时候,
when their anger arose,
就要把我们活活地吞了,
they would have swallowed us alive.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们在这条道路上,
on this path,
我们固然有个心愿要越发向上,
we have this desire to go upward,
要好好走到这个神的那里,
and to go toward God,
要进入神的那个荣耀的旨意里头,
to enter into his glorious purpose.
但是我们却看见说,
however we see this,
一个极大的艰难,
a great difficulty,
就是仇敌用着许多的东西来对付我们,
the enemy rose up many things against us.
他常常用着各种各样的方法,
with many methods,
要来拦阻我们,
and to allow us to not go forward,
不能够成就我们心中的所愿,
so that we cannot accomplish what we desire.
这也就是我们在这条道路上面所遇见的,
this is what we face on this way.
这个世界,
this world,
从来没有放过我们,
never let us go.
这个世界的王从来没有放松过他的手,
the ruler of this world never let his hand go.
他总是要多方的来欺骗引诱对付我们,
he always deceives and tempt us.
把我们吞下去,
wants to devour us.
所以你看见我们走这条属天的道路,
when we are on this heavenly way,
一个难处就放在旁边,
we have this difficulty.
这个世界,
this world,
就是四面八方的, 要来对付我们的,
is dealing with us from all sides.
叫我们不容易往上走啊,
so it's not easy for us to go up.
这个世界像个什么的世界呢?
What is this world like?
这里诗人大卫给我们看见,
Psalmist David shows us.
他说, 这个世界,
he said this world,
这个世界里面的人,
the people of this world,
他向我们发怒,
when their anger was kindled, they would have swallowed us alive. They were like the beast to devour us. This is this world. Brothers and sisters, when we see the world, we see the beauty of the world.
当然一面神所创造这个世界的确是非常美好的,
of course God's creation was beautiful.
就好像我们儿童班的诗歌说这是天父世界,
this is the Father's world, like the hymn says.
这世界的确是非常美好,
the world is beautiful,
因为是神所创造,
because it was created by God.
但是从人类犯罪堕落的开始,
ever since man's fallen condition,
人把这个管理大地的权交给,
and man has given out the authority to, and the world has fallen into the evil one. The ruler of this world is not you and I, but the ruler is Satan. The ruler is controlling the world. So when we talk of the world, is the world under the power of Satan,
用尽他的方法,
with all his means,
把我们这些人笼在里面,
and to entrap us,
让我们这些人都在他的支配当中,
so that we're under his command,
要把我们压倒在他权下,
and to oppress us under his authority.
这是世界的王,
this is the ruler of the world.
这个世界用尽各种的方法,
the world uses all kinds of methods to devour us.
表面看着这世界非常发达,
you look on the side, it's very developed.
这世界非常美好,
the world is beautiful.
许多的新发明,
there are many new inventions.
许多的东西都是我们过去的人想过的,
many things we never thought of.
今天我们都能够很好地享用,
we could enjoy them.
但是弟兄姊妹们
but brothers and sisters,
从世界的人眼光来看
from the eyes of the people in the world,
这世界是在辉煌的不得了啊
the world is so prosperous,
就像但以理书所给我们看见的一样
like in Daniel it showed us,
但以理书里面给我们看见那尼布格尼撒王
a king Nebuchadnezzar,
他在这个是哪地造了一个金像
and he built a golden statue
又高又大
high and tall
哎呀这个金像当然是巴不得他觉得他的国度就像这样子
and he hoped his kingdom is like this statue
哎呀这个是尼布格尼撒王所发的梦
this is King Nebuchadnezzar's dream
这也是尼布格尼撒王他心中所想往的
this is his desire
在世界的来看
in the eyes of the world
世界都是极其荣耀的
Everything is prosperous.
都是非常灿烂的
And every is beautiful.
但是在同样的一卷书里面
But in the same book.
你看见神接着这个梦当然要指出这个尼布格尼撒王他的国度是将来如何的
And through the dream, God is telling him how his kingdom will be.
只是这个王他以为说他的国度要一直永存不朽啊
But the king thought that his kingdom will last forever.
但是神也给但以理看见另外一个意象
God showed Daniel another vision
同样讲到这世界的光景
Same, talk about the condition of the world
神给他看见的
God showed him
是一个怎么样的一个意象
What a vision
在但以理所看见的
What Daniel saw
这个的世界
This world
是什么
What is it
野兽
A beast
是吗你看见在但以理书的后面第六章之后
In Daniel chapter 6 and
你看见神给但以理看见的意象
the vision that Daniel saw
同样是说到将来这世界的光景
The same is saw the future of the world
神给他看见
God showed him
这世界就是野兽
The world is a beast
这世界的确像一个红像一个猛兽一样
It's like a wild beast
圣经就是到了启示录的末了
Even to the end of Revelation
你还是看见
You see,
这个世界就像一个野兽一样
The world is like a wild beast
从海中上来的
To rose from the sea
这就是这个世界
This is the world
握在那恶者手下的世界
It was under the hand of the evil
他要把你我吞下去
To devour you and I
用尽各种的方法把我们吞下去
With all he can, he will devour us
如果我们不警觉
If we're not watchful
如果我们不警醒
If we do not watch
我们就被吞下去了
We would be devoured
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
我们有不要有所以说，哎呀，很多东西都很不错了。
And many things are good.
你没有想到，
you never
有些东西你就被它吞下去了。
Some things have already devoured you.
哎呀，年轻人
，for the young people.
哎，你觉得说今天真是太好了。
You think today is great.
哎，我们很容易就可以能不出门半步，能知天下事。
You don't have to leave your house and you know everything that's happening.
是不是啊
？Right.
啊，今天很多年轻人躲在房间里面，天下事都晓得。
And you're in your room, you know everything that's going on.
如果他真的知道天下事还不错。
If you truly know what's going on, then that's good.
现在知道来知道去都是那一点点。
But all you know is just that little.
啊，今天的电脑世界。
The people, the world of computers.
的确，通过了这个网络。
Through the internet.
你可以看到很多的东西。
You can see many things.
你可以知道很多的故事。
You can know stories.
很多世界的事你都可以在那里晓得。
You can know many things of the world.
是不是
Right?
但是好像一个这么好的发明。
Such a great invention.
确实把你吞下去了。
But it has already devoured you.
许多人就被关在里面了。
Many people are trapped inside.
我们看的新闻呢。
We read news.
你看见一些年轻人。
We see some young people.
死在哪里啊
Where did they die?
就在电脑那里。
Right in front of their computer.
哦，整天就在电脑。
They sat in front of the computer.
他不是要去知道天下事。
Not to know the
things going on. 每天都在那里打游戏。
But to play games.
每天都在那上网络。
But to go on the internet.
你就看见说这个东西好像是个科技发达的一个发明。
This is a result of a scientific invention.
但是却把我们吞下去。
But has devoured us.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
啊。不要以为这个新的发明对我们就没有背后的一个的势力。
Do not think that the new invention does not have a power behind it.
啊，现在不只需要在房间里面。
Not only you're in your room.
啊，现在你在手机上面也就可以了，是吧
？Even in your cell phone, you're able to.
所以我常常说，今天做医生最简单。
It's easy to be a doctor now.
一两个病就可以了。
You just treat one or two diseases.
一个脖子。
A neck injury,
一个手指
and finger injury.
啊，因为脖子就是这样，整天都低下头了。
Because you're always looking down on your phone.
所以这个脖子会坏，对不对
？So your neck.
手指呢，
and your bones.
哦，这两个手指，别别别别，打得多快啊！啊啊！但是这两个手指打就坏掉了啊。
But these fingers will get hurt.
所以别的都是因为这个缘故来的。
So all the other things were because of
this. 每天都这样子。
You were like that every day.
你不要以为说年轻人了。
Don't think young people.
这个人年长的人都一样的。
Even for the elderly, the same.
啊，我不是偏心，我不是针对年轻人。
I do not have show partiality against the young people.
年长的都一样。
Even the young, even the elderly.
只要你懂得用一点这个东西。
Soon as you learned it.
那你就受他的影响。
You have influenced by it.
前不久我看了一个报道。
I read this report.
啊，在这个基督教的报纸上面。
On a Christian newspaper.
他呼吁一些的传道人。
They called out to the preachers.
他说你们这是传道人啊。
He said, "You guys preachers."
上讲台的时候啊。
When you go up to the pulpit,
请你不要带着手机上去。
Do not bring your cell phone with you.
为什么？
Why?
因为是大的礼拜堂啊。
Some big
chapels. 上讲台啊，那些服侍人都坐在什么后面，对不对？
They're serving ministers are sitting at the back.
祷告的、领诗的、读圣经的、讲道的，通通都坐在后面。
The song leaders, the prayers, everybody's on the back, sitting at the back.
祷告完就下来了，对不对？
After prayer, you would go down.
坐在下面。
They would sit down.
所以打瞌睡全部都看见。
So when you fall asleep,
做什么全部都看见。
Or whatever you do, the people will see.
他说，他们就发现许多的在上面这些服侍的人呐。
They see many of these servants.
哎，一坐下来的时候啊。
As soon as they sat down,
口袋里面手机都摸出来了。
Bring out their cell phone.
你讲你道，我打我的机。
You preach your message, I will do my thing.
你讲你道，我发我的短信。
You preach your message, I'll send my text.
哦哟。就可见的这个已经是非常普及化了。
It's so common.
你就看见这实在是很可怕的事。
It's a fearful thing.
而本来你应该好好的来聚会。
You should come to the meeting.
本来好好的应该在一同去敬拜。
To come and worship
together. 现在头是低的。
But now you bow your head.
不是低头敬拜。
Not to bow down and worship.
低头是发短信。
But to bow down and send text messages.
那这实在是非常可怕的事情。
It's a fearful thing.
你就看见是我们都被吞吃了。
We are all swollen.
这个世界好像很好的给你一些最容易的事情。
The world gives you some easy tools.
但是却把你吞下去。
But have already devoured you.
却叫你把你活活就吞下去。
And have swallowed you alive.
拦住你的心向着主。
So keep your heart from the Lord.
拦住你好好的来亲近主。
It keeps you from joining in.
拦住你追求主。
Keep you from pursuing the Lord.
会是去过了。
You go to the meeting.
生命没有长进。
But your life never grew.
道是听过了。
You heard the message.
听是听见却不明白。
You heard but you do not understand.
好像声音进来了，
the voice came in,
但是也同时出去了。
You also exited,
因为你的心都不在哪里了。
Because your heart was not there.
仇敌总是把这东西都夺去了。
The enemy took all that away.
借助这些的东西把你吞下去。
Through these things, he swallowed you.
你在不知不觉的时候，
unconsciously,
那你就被吞下去了。
You are already swallowed.
他如同猛兽一样，
like a wild beast.
难怪有人说这个电脑就是怪兽，对不对？
Some people say computer is the beast.
你把我们都吞下去。
Has all swallowed us alive.
我们能够成长吗？
Could we grow?
我们能够往前吗？
Could we go forward?
你就看见，
you will see.
这是世界。
This is the world.
这是世界的那个的凶猛。
This is the fierceness
of the world. 它要把我们属灵生命破坏掉。
To destroy our spiritual condition.
它要把我们活活的吞下去。
To devour us alive.
如果不是神帮助我们，
Had it not been the Lord who was on our side.
我们没有办法可以脱离啊。
We would not be set free.
这个世界
This world,
也像洪水一样
like a flood.
这里说波涛必漫过我
and the water will overcome
me,
and the river will swallow me.
有个翻译说洪涛波浪
the swollen waters,
狂傲的水
and the fierce water.
这些都要冲上我们这里来
would have rushed toward us,
都要把我们淹没过来
and to overtake us.
这些的潮流的水
The tide of the trend.
乃是同样的把我们这些人把它淹没了。
Will swallow us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们都活在这个世代里面。
We live in this generation.
当然我们和世界的人外面看来没有差别。
We're not different on the outside from the world.
我们同样吃同样穿。
We eat and we dress.
我们同样过好像一样的生活。
We seem to live the same life.
但是我们是不是被分别的人呢？
But are we set aside?
或者是我们是被这潮流所冲没的人呢？
Or are we swollen by the tide of the trend?
这就是我们今天当注意的事情。
This is something we need to pay attention to.
可是很多时候，
But many times,
我们就被这潮流所冲去了
We are rushed away by the tide
淹没了
were swollen, overtaken. What is the changing trend in the world? And the trend overtakes us.
现在流行什么东西?
What is popular now? And we go with it.
人喜欢什么东西?
What people like.
我们就跟着什么东西?
We go after it.
是不是这样子?
Is it right?
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
是不错?
It's true.
我们不是做一个古板的人,
we're not a stubborn man.
从前的人,
people in the past,
都穿着长袍,
they dress differently with long shirts.
我们不是这样穿着,
we don't dress like that anymore.
但是, 可惜有些时候,
sometimes,
我们在这个时代里面,
we're in this generation,
本来算正常的,
it is normal,
但是不知不觉的,
but unconsciously,
潮流就把我们淹没了,
the trend has overtaken
us.
As if you do not follow the trend,
你就觉得很老套,
you would feel your old style.
觉得很, 哎呀, 古老,
you feel bitter.
人家都是这样子的,
they all do it like that.
就不是这样子,
you're not like that.
所以你就觉得说, 怎么搞的?
You say, what's going on?
是不是?
Right?
我常常说我们弟兄比较好一点。
I say brothers are easier.
啊, 我们弟兄穿的衣服变来变去都差不多,
and brothers' clothing are just those styles.
领子宽一点, 窄一点, 对不对?
Or bigger collar,
领带
or smaller.
宽一点, 窄一点,
bigger tie or smaller tie.
所以我说, 做衣服啊,
when you cut clothes,
最好广东话做 Markham, 做这个打过来的双亲的。
胖一点就变成打开来就可以了。
Oh, okay, if you're
have a, for the guys, it's easier on clothing.
说是容易,
it's easy to say.
同样是困难,
it still is hard.
你看见说, 虽然我们常常说, 哎呀, 这些东西不要丢掉,
so we say, let's not give those clothing away. After a few years, it becomes trendy.
啊, 但是你还是觉得说, 诶, 怎么搞的?
You feel that, what's going on?
我今天来去了, 全部的人都是穿的都是窄窄的,
everybody wearing a
skinny collar.
I have a weird wider collar. That's too extreme.
要么我就是领导潮流,
I am leading the tide.
要么我是最落伍的人,
or I'm falling behind the tide. Right?
那你看见说, 本来这个只不过是一个衣服而已啊,
it's just the clothes.
但是因着这个变化,
but because of the change,
我的眼睛就受影响了,
my eyes are influenced.
我马上就会看,
I see around.
你怎么这么老套?
Why are you so old?
怎么还穿这个衣服啊?
Why are you still wearing that?
其实关你什么事啊?
What's your business? I wear what I want.
但是很稀奇,
but it's amazing.
我管你觉得我好像很古怪,
you think I'm old style.
我自己也觉得很古怪,
and then I think I'm old style.
这个其实一点本来没有什么事情,
it's nothing important.
但是这个世界的灵进到我们这里了,
but the world, spirit of the world entered in.
这个潮流冲过来,
the trend rushed towards us.
你就觉得好像你都被淹没了,
you seem that you're overtaken.
你就胜不过他了,
you couldn't overcome.
那姊妹们更不必说了,
oh sisters,
是不是这样子?
Isn't it so?
哎呀, 你就觉得假如,
if you don't dress like this,
假如我不这样打扮,
if I don't wear makeup like this,
好像就跟不上去了,
I couldn't follow.
哎呀, 回到学校, 人家看不起我了,
when you go to school, people look down at you.
到了公司, 人家觉得我真是好像是活在上个世纪里面的人啊,
you go to work, people think you're living in the last century.
所以我就觉得浑身不舒服了,
and I'm not comfortable.
我们不知不觉,
unconsciously,
被潮流所冲去了,
we were swollen by the tide.
这也是世界的王所要做的事,
this is the work of the ruler
of the world. 叫我们受这些的影响,
we're influenced by these things.
心思都被这些夺去,
and our mind was taken captive.
我们的心不在主那里,
our heart is no longer with the Lord.
我们的心就受这些东西所影响了,
our heart is influenced by them.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这看来好像是很普遍的事情,
you see these as common things.
却是我们同样会遇见非常拦阻我们成长的一个危机,
but these are dangers to keep us from growing.
如果不是神帮助我们,
had it not been the Lord who was on our side,
我们没有一个人能够胜过他,
no one of us can overcome.
如果不是神帮助我们,
had it not been the Lord who was on our side,
没有一个人从里面能够出来,
no one can be set free from within.
感谢神,
thank God.
虽然好像洪涛猛兽,
though like swollen waters,
好像仇敌要用尽方法把我们吞下去,
the enemy is using all he can to swallow us.
但是感谢神,
thank God.
他要帮助我们,
he is helping us.
叫我们从里面被救出来,
that we can be delivered from
within. 我们要称颂我们的神,
we praise our God.
因为他没有让我们落在 撒旦的手中。
Because he did not let us fall into the hand of Satan.
没有落在世界的王手里面。
Fall into the hand of the ruler of the world.
是不错。
It's true.
我们有些时候走出来。
Sometimes we
的确像在网罗里面走出来一样。
Sometimes we're able to come through.
哎呀，我们好像险些就被夺去了。
And almost we were overtaken.
因为撒旦真是诡计多端了。
Because the devil had many deceits.
他常常诱惑我们啊。
He tempts us.
你知道抓鸟的人啊。
You know those fowlers.
都是有他的本领啊。
They have their skills.
哎呀，他放一点东西在那里。
They put a little food.
诱你，叫你飞过来。
To trap the bird.
当你要把这个东西吃下去的时候。
Just about when you're eating the food.
这个网就蹦。就照下来
The snare come upon you.
是不是这样的
Is that right?
钓鱼也是这样子
Same thing fishing.
哎呀你能不能 拿一个拿鱼竿鱼钩里面没有东西的去钓鱼啊
Could you catch a fish without any food on the hook?
你说我做一个黄金做的钩子
I put a golden hook.
啊那真金做的钩子
True gold.
丢到水里面去
I throw that in the water.
哎呀这个鱼如果是货的话它就会来吃一下。
If the fish is smart, he'd come and bite.
啊，那个鱼才不睬你呢。
The fish wouldn't bother you.
他要吃的是什么
？What he wants?
食物，对不对？你知道要钓他吃什么东西给他吃
？You know what food he wants?
当他吃这东西的时候
，As he take the bite，
嘴巴张开的时候
，As they open the mouth，
一口咬下去
，As they bite，
就给他勾上来。
And you hook him，
是不是
？Right？
抓鸟的人也这样。
The same thing with fowler.
一点点东西
，A little bit of thing，
你也吃下去。
Once you bite,
就把你吃就把你抓起来。
And the snare came upon you.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这就是撒旦的诡计。
This is the deceit.
给你一点甜头
，gives you a little sweet things.
给你一点好东西
，give you a little good things.
好像看着很好的东西
，seems good.
就把你吞下去。
He has devoured you.
这两天我们下午讲到官府辨别异端。
In the afternoons, one special topic is how to discern cults.
我们看见异端引诱人也是这样子。
We see the same thing, the cult, how they attract people. Give you a little sweet things.
给你的好处。
Give you a little benefit.
结果就把你吞下去。
Then they would devour you.
这正是撒旦的伎俩。
This is the plan of Satan.
我们不知不觉。
Unconsciously,
就被吞下去了。
We were devoured.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
千万不要小看这世界的王的诡计。
Do not look down on the deceit of the ruler of the world.
他总是有他的方法。
He had his means.
他总是给你看说，哦，是这样子。
He show you, oh, it's like this.
是不是？你开头的时候。
At the beginning,
你觉得说，哎呀，这个真是很好，一下子就能够得来这么好处。
You think, okay, great, I can receive these benefits.
没有想到后面那条线很长哦。
And then the rope is long.
当你慢慢慢慢得你的好处的时候
，Once you take a little benefit,
一拉
，He took his rope,
就把你罩下去。
He will trap you,
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
Thank God.
虽然我们就在这种的危险的当中
，We are in this kind of danger.
但是我们感谢神
，But we thank God.
神帮助我们
，He help us.
叫我们从这个抓鸟的人的手下逃出来
，We can escape from the hand of the fowler.
让我们可以逃过他的那一个的抓住，被抓住
，We can escape being captured.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
若不是神帮助我们
，Had it not been the Lord who
was on our side, 我们就没有办法在这里面逃脱了。
We would not have escaped.
难怪大卫这篇诗，他在这里颂赞他的神。
David here is praising his God.
耶和华是应当称颂的。
Oh, the Lord is worthy to be praised.
因为他是帮助我们的。
Because he is helping us.
他没有把我们交给这些的仇敌。
He did not give us as prey to the enemy.
当作野食交给他们吞吃。
As prey to their teeth.
换句话说。
In other words.
虽然有许多凶猛的事情，有许多诡计的事情。
Though many fears and deceitful things.
但是神看顾我们。
But God cared for us.
神保护我们。
He keeps us.
没有让我们被交出去
He did not give us away.
他保守我们
He kept us.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
是不错
It's true.
像主对彼得所说
The Lord said to Peter,
他说西门
He said, Simon,
撒旦要筛你
And Satan is sifting you.
但是你可以放心
But you can be sure.
我已经为你祷告
I have prayed for you.
感谢神
Thank God.
虽然他的确是失败了
He failed.
的确是不认主了。
He did deny the Lord.
但是他还没有全然的跌倒。
But he did not stumble.
他被拖住了。
He was
repelled. 他有回头的机会了。
He had a chance to return.
他虽然否认过主。
He did deny the Lord.
主让他回头。
But the Lord allowed him to return.
是主保守他。
Because the Lord kept him.
不把他放在恶人仇敌的牙齿里面。
Did not give him away as prey to the teeth.
他可以成为逃脱的人。
He could escape.
他虽然是失败了。
Though he failed.
这个神是容许他的失败。
This God permitted his failure.
认识他的那个骄傲。
He knew his pride.
他以为说他可以与主同死。
He thought he could die with the Lord.
他以为说别人跌倒我都不会跌倒。
He think that others stumble, I surely will not.
就给他看见说。
But the Lord showed him.
你根本不能。
You could not.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
你会跌倒。
You will stumble.
你会失败。
You will fail.
但主把我们托住。
But the Lord withhold us.
我们又从里面出来。
And we come.
是他的帮助。
It's his help that we can come out.
不错，我们都在承认。
We confess.
有很多时候。
Many times,
我们不是有能力的人。
We're not people with abilities.
有哪一个人没有失败？
Who didn't fail?
有哪一个人没有跌倒呢？
Who didn't stumble?
有哪一个人靠自己能够站立得住呢？
Who by yourself could stand?
我们都随时会跌倒。
We stumble at any moment.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
你今天的不跌倒。
You're not stumbling today.
今天的不软弱。
You're not weak today.
不要以为是你能够站立得稳了。
Do not think that you're able to stand.
你不要自夸。
Do not boast yourself.
你不要以为你能够有本事。
Do not think you have ability.
所以难怪圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
我们夸口的只能当指着主夸口啊。
He who boasts, boasts only in the Lord.
我们指着自己没有什么可夸的。
There's nothing in us to boast.
我们随时都能像别人一样的跌倒。
We can stumble just like anyone else.
有人犯的错，我们同样会犯的错。
Those mistakes, we can commit the same thing.
只是没有这个环境而已。
We just did not have the circumstance.
但是感谢神。
Thank God.
虽然我们是软弱的。
Though we are weak.
但是我们的帮助从何而来呢？
Where does my help come from?
我们的帮助从造天地的耶和华而来。
Our help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth.
保护我们的不打盹不睡觉。
He who keeps us does not slumber nor sleep.
他要看顾我们每一天的生活。
Keeps our daily life.
所以到了这四段末了，
when we come to the end of the song,
他说我们的帮助，
he said our help
是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名，
is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth.
有另外一个翻译说，
in other translation,
我们的帮助，
our help
全靠耶和华的名，
was completely depending on the name of the Lord.
天地造天地的主，
he is the Lord of heaven and earth.
感谢神。
Thank God.
我们的帮助
our help
乃是全靠耶和华的名。
Completely depending on the name of the Lord.
当然我们中文这里依靠两个字也不错。
Depending on the Lord.
虽然原文是没有。
Though the original language does not have it.
这个人把它加上去。
But the translator added the word.
从中文的角度。
From the point of Chinese translation, it reminds us.
的帮助
our help
是耶和华。
Is from the Lord.
同时也是我们对他的依靠。
Is also our dependence on Him.
是不是看见我们的无能？
Do we see our inability?
我们全然的依靠他。
That we completely trust on Him.
走在这条的道路上。
As you walk on this path,
离了主，
apart from the Lord,
我们就不能做什么。
We could do nothing.
离开他，
apart from Him,
我们就会跌倒。
We will stumble.
我们只有举起我们的眼睛来。
Only when we lift our eyes,
我们举目仰望他。
We look at him.
看这个坐在天上的主。
We see this Lord in the heavens.
我们只有依靠他。
We only depend on him.
依靠这位帮助我们的神。
Depend on the Lord who helps us.
他既是造天和地。
He created heaven and earth.
他难道不能帮助我们这些所造的人吗？
Could he not help us, the created beings?
自然他能够帮助我们。
Of course he will help us.
但是问题在乎。
But the question is,
我们对他有多少的认识呢？
How much understanding do we have for him?
我们对他有多少的依靠呢？
How much dependence do we have for him?
我们以为我们能呢？
Or do we think we're able?
但愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们在这些诗篇的里面，
that through these Psalms,
我们能够学会了当学的功课。
That we can learn the lesson we need to learn.
这十五篇的诗篇，
the 15 Psalms,
我们看了头五篇。
We read the first five.
我们第一天就说了，这里分成三个大段。
The first day we said this divided in three sections.
特别在这头五篇。
In the first five,
我们可以说是上行的基础。
Is the foundation of ascent.
因为当你要盼望往上走的时候，
because when you wish to go up,
有一个点你必须要注意。
The first point you need to pay attention to,
就是必须要有所脱离。
You need to be set free.
而我们如果不脱离了,
if we are not set free,
我们就不能往前走,
we couldn't go forward. If we always stagnate, there, we couldn't go forward. These first five songs shows us
我们如果要往上走,
if we are going up, we must look to the Lord. Pray to the Lord to give us the desire to be set free from our current condition. To deliver from the current condition. Deliver from the current condition. By the Lord we go forward. We look to the Lord to go forward. To see that He is our help. It is the most basic foundation. If we do not learn the lesson well, we could not go further. Our God is taking us to even further, to the highest plane, and to be united with Him, to fulfill His purpose. For us, He has the requirement of His eternal purpose. We received His grace. We are redeemed. We are called. It's for His glorious purpose. We are under His glorious purpose today. Let's learn the lesson we ought to learn. May the Lord help us that through these past 2 days, we encourage one another, we remind one another, that on the days ahead, that by His grace, we can meditate. What exactly is entrapping us? We're just walking at the same place. We never grew up. We never grow. We need the mercy of the Lord. May the Lord set us free. May the Lord help us. So that we can come to know ourselves and know our Lord. By Him,
胜过我们自己,
to overcome ourselves, to overcome the deceitful devil, that our life may grow,
也是叫我们往前走的时候,
so that as we walk forward, our individual receive blessing, and the church is also blessed.
但愿主帮助我们,
may the Lord help us.
我们低头祷告,
let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主, 我们感谢,
dear Lord, we thank you.
我们感谢你这两天,
Lord, we thank you for your presence in the past 2 days. Lord, we also thank you that you have given us your word. Whether the speaker, the translator, Lord, all of us were here. Lord, we have received blessing from you. Lord, through these words, we confess no one can bear these words alone. That we can learn. It's because you give us that desire.
We're
willing to learn these lessons. To fulfill your purpose. Lord, help us. Come and obtain us. So that we can be delivered. To enter into your glorious purpose. We thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.